This is a podcast from the Samplecast, Volume 2, Episode 58.
The Samplecast.
Hello, hello, welcome to the show. Reuben Cornell here. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't know how you've come across us, maybe via iTunes, maybe via Google, maybe via the website, but thank you for joining us. If you are able to, please drop us a review and rating wherever you found the podcast. That would be really appreciated. And I have to let you know that we've gone from one extreme to the other. Last week's show was pretty short. This week's is going to be pretty long. Reason being, we've got a nice detailed review of Dominus by Fluffy Audio. We've got some bargains, some freebies, some developer updates. We've also got a demo and interview from composer Matt Hawkin. He talks us through a demo that he created for Arco by Fracture Sounds, which is a brand new bowed and plucked piano library. That's hit the streets this week and we'll cover it in the news section, but he'll go through exactly how he created that demo, all of the tech and all of the sample libraries that he's using. So thank you to Matt for his time. You can find that later on in the show. If you'd like to get hold of us here, or indeed if you'd like to appear in the composer demo slot, we would love to have you. Just drop us a line, thesamplecast@gmail.com, or you can reach us on Twitter, Facebook, or we've got our own website at thesamplecast.com. I'd love to hear from you. There's lots of things that make it into the show as a consequence of people getting in touch. I'd love to take all of your ideas on board. So without further ado, let's get on with this week's news.
Roundup.
So first up, Dan Graham and the team over at Gothic Instruments have really been pumping out the libraries recently. This week's release is Dronar Cinematic Atmospheres, which utilises their Dronar engine with a whole new selection of sounds aimed at creating cinematic soundscapes pretty easily. It runs in the full version of Kontakt, 5.6.8 and above, and is almost 4GB in size. There are 144 preset patches here, some created by familiar composer names, but as ever, the real fun comes when you start to create your own sounds. They did send this to me for a play and I had a whale of a time with it. The main dials on the interface are just the four different layers, and there are also controls for movement and intensity, as well as a whole host of other pages for effects controls. The sounds here do lean towards the kind of synthetic and ethereal, so bear that in mind if you're purchasing, and users of previous Gothic Instruments products can get 40% off. So head over to the Time and Space website for more details. There's a lot of piano libraries out this week in various different forms. So first up, it's Vasilian Studios, and they've put out a completely knackered piano library called Broken Piano. I mean knackered as in the best sense of the word, as in the samples are knackered, not the library itself. It runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.6.8 and above, and it's a barely tuned 88 key piano sampled in three microphone positions. They've also thrown in a whole bunch of terrifying effects patches, perfect for scaring the sample cat. Check it out at the Vasilian Studios website. The second offer from them this week is a Bode Sultry with an almost identical interface and functionality, obviously a completely different sound though. The range sampled is 2 octaves with 14 different articulations. It's 800 megabytes in size and I thought it sounded rather nice from the demos. You can have a look at that at the Vasilian Studios website as well. So I'm almost positive that you've never heard of this company, and to be honest, I hadn't either until this week. This is Very Close Piano from Inwi Samples. They've closely sampled a Bösendorfer piano, and they've placed the microphones right up against the piano, right inside, so they can sample the hammers. They're right next door. There are other microphone positions available too, and 5 different velocity layers. You'll need the full version of Kontakt 5.6.8 to run this library, and there's a very interesting crossfade option on this library where for each note you can set the different mic positions for the attack and tail portions of the notes. I hadn't seen this before, so I'll be dying to have a play with that. Do head over to the Inwi Samples website for more info and give this brand new venture your support. Next up, a little instrument from Cine Samples, the African Kalimba. This runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.5 and above. And I say it's a little instrument, but it's 8 gigabytes in size, so it's been pretty much deep sampled. You've got 3 microphone positions here, 10 round robins and 12 velocity layers. So as I say, that's pretty deep, pretty comprehensive. I have to say that I've always had a soft spot for the sound of kalimba and kalimba music in general, and this one sounds really gorgeous. Also, there's a demo from one of my favourite composers, Will Bedford. I know I've mentioned him before, and I'm really going to have to stop wetting my knickers every time he does a new demo, but this one for kalimba is really quite lovely. Do check it out at the Cine Samples website. And speaking of Will Bedford, he's got a brand new library out through Fracture Sounds this week. It's a bowed and plucked piano ensemble. Now, I know there are quite a few bowed and plucked piano libraries out there, but I can't think of anyone else who's sampled a whole four piano ensemble all together. It's 11 GB uncompressed, runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.3 and above. So you've got three mic positions here and an interesting texture control, which allows you to morph between different playing styles. Fracture Sounds sent Arco to me for a play and I really loved it. Although I'm not absolutely sure that I'd use this library in my day-to-day work, I couldn't stop playing with it nevertheless. I did also like the optional ribbon mics for their nice warm sound. For more information about all of the patches and various articulations, do check out the Fracture Sounds website where Arco is currently on an intro discount.
Interview.
There's a lot of nice links between the items on the show this week, and this week's composer demo comes courtesy of Matt Hawkin.
Hi, my name's Matt, and I'm a composer working mostly in TV at the moment, and I'm here to talk about my demo track for Arco by Fractured Sounds. It's an ensemble of pianos that have been bowed and plucked and put into contact for you to use as you see fit. What I chose to do is, it was a good time for me to rebuild my template. And my composing template is probably similar to yours. It's been filled with perfect samples, beautiful tones, all of that stuff that's very cinematic and glossy and Hollywood. In fact, I use a lot of the Hollywood series in my sounds. I'm a big Hollywood strings fan and Hollywood brass fan. But I chose to fill it much more with Spitfire's Evo series and their Tundra library, which are full of kind of quirky sounds, broken sounds, sounds that evolve and change so that it just doesn't sound quite as normal and safe as it used to. So this was a good chance for me to get into my new template. Here's the opening of the piece, and we'll talk about it. So there you go. You can hear already that kind of real exploration of brokenness and textural sounds. That's really what I'm trying to work more into my writing. So having them all here in my template is going to force me to think much more that way. So moving on, I started with this kind of quirky, naive little theme, which is very much based around, you know, the jazz theory of the 2-5-1, and sounds a little bit like this. You can see that I actually chose to use the pluck sounds from the library mostly for the theme. They've just got this really lovely, not harsh sound, but it just comes through the texture really nicely. And underneath it, I'm using the spiccato patch, which is a little bit softer. It's bowed rather than plucked, and that's what's doing the umcha, the stride, boom cha, boom cha. The cello line has got this beautiful portamento patch from Hollywood Strings. I have used the Hollywood Strings for that. I chickened out just because their cello patches are beautiful. And you'll hear there that little slide. Here it comes. Lovely and expressive and really nice to play with. And a bit of Tundra strings over the top, just filling in the harmony and sounding beautiful and delicate. Into the middle section, I kind of wanted to introduce a little bit of movement. So here are some double stops taken from Tundra and with the spiccato underneath. And yeah, a great way I find of building up rhythm in a piece, rather than just purely ostinato, which you can hear there is an ostinato, obviously, is to do little rhythmic offsets and making sure things don't always happen on the downbeat. And you'll hear that in this next section when we have the theme comes back again in a sort of fuller form. with a little bit more strings and percussion around it. But the way I use the pizzicato bass and the spiccato arco bass together is just to keep it off center and do it differently each time, so that the whole piece kind of rollicks along and doesn't feel very settled. So I've got a nice ostinato going, but if you just ostinato over and over and over, it sounds static. It ends up standing static, which is kind of the opposite of what you want. So here's my little way around that. The percussion is Hollywood percussion. I don't actually think it's the greatest library in the world. I wish it had a little more depth to it. There's a lot of things in there that are not available. Things like, I would love a guiro. Why is there no guiro in there? I don't know. The bass pizzicato, by the way, comes out of the original Albion. I just use them all the time. They've got a wonderful fullness to them. That low end is just beautiful. And they're just not very noisy, which is nice, because a lot of my other pizzicato samples are very noisy. So it's nice to use them but not have a little bit of noise build up going on. As we go into this build section here, I'm really using the Arco sustains. Have quite a powerful, dense texture to them, which I use to build the piece up as we head into this darker section, which is full of tundra doing its bubbly textural thing as well. Now, this solo violin is one of my secret weapons. It's not so secret. Now I'm going to tell everyone about it. But it's, I should share it, because it's completely free. Believe it or not, it's completely free. It's by Performance Samples. And they are a kind of up-and-coming sample company. But anyway, they chose to give away a solo violin legato on their website. So I would go and grab it. Here's an example of the different sounds and textures that are available in Arco. So I'm using a combination here of the plucks and the tremolo and the sustains all at once. Let me just solo them out and you can hear them all by themselves. So I'm using the plucks to create another ostinato there, a little bit of texture which just powers us through to the next section. We're just coming back down to land now into a second section of the final appearance of the theme, which has this little string ostinato, which are all from tundra, the short strings, and the longs are also from tundra. It's there again. That's a little classic interrupted cadence, where instead of going back to the tonic or to the minor, we actually go to the major six. instead of the minor, which would be relative minor. Just adds that little lift, which is a nice way of writing. It just gives it that. It's kind of cheesy. I wouldn't do it in everything, but it sort of works for this little magical forest sound. Another thing I wanted to just bring up is the way I really like to write, especially when I'm going with this kind of orchestral genre, is my tempo maps go all over the shop deliberately. I do a lot of pulling, a lot of pushing. I really try and think like a performer or like a conductor. Where would we give space? Where would we let it drag? And it gives your piece a real realism and a real bit of breath, which is easy to lose with MIDI and writing to a grid. And that little bit of humanization of your tempo tracks is just really important, I think. And here's a good example. So when you hear it just drag back, it just sounds as you would play it, as you would want to hear it. It just sounds right. So there's a little talk through of the track. I really wanted to create something that had that wildness and texture and that sort of forest feeling about it, where everything's alive. And just really want to encourage you to explore samples that do that for you, because there's nothing worse than a drab, dead piece. And little things like sample selection, which are imaginative, using things which are not perfect, and mucking with your tempos produces something which sounds alive and have some breath. And anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed that. Here's the track all the way through.
Composer demo. Bargain VST.
couple of cool plugins for Bargain VST this week. The first is VST Buzz's latest deal. It's a really useful little harmonic exciter and maximizer, which uses simple controls to push your parts out of the mix. You can even use it on full mixers if you don't go too crazy with the dials. It's a really useful little tool to have in your arsenal just when you want to add some punch or saturation to a mix and make an instrument sound more lively. It's currently 78% off at just €9.99. Do click the link in the show notes for more information. And next up, Vocalizer Pro by Sonivox. This is one of those plugins that I've had on my radar for a while, but I've never made the jump and actually tried it out. Although it's called Vocalizer, you can use it on much more than just vocals, and I got a chance to try it this week. I really loved it. It's a MIDI controlled effect for vocoding, resynthesis, pitch shifting, formant shaping, and more. Do go over and have a look at the demo video at the Plugin Boutique website, as it explains the functions far better than I ever could. Click the link in the show description and that'll take you straight there, where you can grab it for 42% off. It's now just $22.96.
Free VST.
Not very many new freebies around this week, except for this one from Sonic Cinema. It's called Resonate, and it's a resonant metal bowl library at about 500 megabytes in size. It runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.5.2 and above. It's got four articulations with 20 convolution reverb settings on board, and it's completely free. Pick it up at the Sonic Cinema website before they change their mind.
The Big Review.
So welcome to this week's Big Review, and it's Dominus from Fluffy Audio. It's really nice to see Fluffy Audio back on the scene, and this is one of their most ambitious libraries to date. It's a mixed choir for the full version of Kontakt 5.6.8 and above, runs in at 30 gigabytes compressed, and you've got four mic positions here, a word builder engine with 200 syllables, and true legato for all of the vowels. The interface is one of those new fancy large ones for Kontakt, so there's quite a few functions on board on the main windows. And first off, I have to say, to be honest, that I didn't really fall in love with the design of the interface. I thought it was functional, it's no frills, it's pretty simple, but it's a little bit drab for my taste. However, the sound is most important, right? And that's pretty good. We'll come on to that later. The main window contains all of the basic controls for setting combinations of syllables to key switches, on and off for male and female choirs. You've got dynamic controls here, keyboard mapping options, and a few other shaping controls as well. The mix window is for setting up the four microphone mixing options, and you can mix between the male and female choirs here and add convolution reverb as well. Lastly, the word edit window is for programming your own words. I won't go over every single control, as there's a couple of great videos on the Fluffy Audio website which explain all of these in detail. The main thing which marks this choir library out from others on the market is the BPM-based word system, where you can assign a syllable to any note division and the Dominus engine will cycle through the chosen syllables at whatever speed you want them to. It's really great that you can change notes whilst you play, and the legato programming will kick in for pretty much smooth transitions. So what did I like best about this library? Well, first off, the tone. It's lovely. The samples have been well recorded and the mic positions have been sensibly thought out. Also, the syllables are nice and detailed and they don't suffer that kind of washed out effect that some other competitors on the market do have. Just using the spot or close mics and no reverb, you can really hear what they're singing quite comprehensively for the most part. The interface is pretty simple to operate, although it does have a few quirks. I'll come on to a couple of those later. The animated syllable and vowel tracking was useful to see what was going on in the engine at a glance. And most sliders were self-explanatory to me, but I would have liked a little bit more detail in the manual with more explanatory graphics to explain the basic information. It's not too hard to use the word builder, although some of the combinations it threw up once I started adding syllables were a bit surprising, and I had to go back and rethink exactly what I wanted to use. So let's come on to some of the quirks of the library, and there's definitely a few improvements that could be made. I've chatted to the guys at Fluffy Audio and they've taken a lot of these comments on board, so it might be the case that by the time you check out this review, there'll already be an update on the way. For example, if you delete a key switch and then make a new one, it won't appear in chromatic order anymore. There's also a little niggle with the convolution graphic, that it can be dragged and the graphic changes but not the actual reverb. I also couldn't find a way to pan the male and female sections separately. As I say, I did speak to Fluffy and they said that they'd look into all of these things. I didn't have any major performance issues, even when running all the mic positions simultaneously. However, Dominus is not as easy to perform as Fluffy Audio's walkthroughs would have you believe. The problems mainly come with the transitions from one syllable to the next when changing notes at the same time, and I did need to do some quite detailed programming and timing adjustments to finesse these polylegato transitions. Now, I'll say in Fluffy Audio's defence that I've never managed to find a sample library that does polylegato with a choir that actually handles this any better than the Fluffy library does itself. But I thought I'd point this out to you. You will need to put in a little bit more work to get completely natural sounding phrases. So in conclusion, when I first investigated this library, I was impressed by the effortless looking videos and demos. After getting some hands-on experience, I realised maybe these demos aren't quite as representative, as there's a bit of work going on behind the scenes to make the library really shine. Of course, that's going to be the case with all libraries, and the developers do want to show them off at their best, but do realise that you'll have to experiment and tweak to get certain transitions working well within Dominus. That said, I do think Dominus Choir is worth your time. It's realistically priced considering the production costs of a choir library and the other competitors on the market. And for that reason, I'd recommend taking a look and considering if it's for you. Do check it out at the Fluffy Audio website. There's a link in the description below.
Developer update.
So here's this week's developer updates, and we're kicking off with Spitfire Audio's Hans Zimmer Percussion. Just missed out on the cut-off point for the show last week. Anyone who watched our Christmas award special will remember that Spitfire Audio won our award for the most recycled library content for their symphonic series. That was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek award from me. Well, this week they've taken another old library and given it a makeover. I can't really complain because Hans Zimmer Percussion is one of the best libraries they've ever done. It wraps up the samples from HZ1 and HZ3 into a new interface for Kontakt Player 5.6.8 and above. It includes the Hans Zimmer Close, Room and Ambient mics, and there'll be a follow-up expansion soon featuring the Junkie XL mixers and microphone positions as well. Uncompressed, it's almost 50GB in size, and there are upgrade paths available for previous owners of the Hans Zimmer libraries. You'll know that I have mixed feelings in general about these kind of repackaged libraries, but the percussion sampling here is top class, and if you've never tried Hans Zimmer Percussion before, this is a cost-effective way to get in at the start. HDO keep barreling along and releasing good stuff, and this week it's a new take on their hybrid rhythms libraries, which have been out before, but these have been given a spruce up and a makeover. The samples here are all loops for epic and cinematic scoring, tempo sync to your host DAW. There are 950 loops in total, with a cool feature on the engine for mixing between 10 different grooves at a time. You'll need the full version of Kontakt 5.6 or above to run this, and 8DO are using their Chaos engine, which has loads of effects functions, gating, reversing, and live effects that you can switch in and out on the fly. For the full details on this update, do check out the 8DO site. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Samplecast. It's really appreciated that you've downloaded and listened. Don't forget that the podcast is only one half of the full Samplecast experience. If you'd like to get the other half, just head over to YouTube. You can find the Samplecast video show there. It's me standing in front of a green screen, chatting about sample libraries for about 10 to 15 minutes every week. And you can see all of those interfaces and exactly how the sample libraries play out, how they work, all their graphics, that sort of thing. Head over to the Samplecast website if you'd like to get in touch. There's many ways to do so. And I will look forward to speaking to you again next week. Bye-bye now.